News release. Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre. At the Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, Board of Directors Annual General Meeting this week, Doug Frost was named Chair of the RVH Board of Directors for 2 years, effective June 24. Frost, a retired tax partner from PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP living in Oro Medonte, has served on RVH's Board of Directors for 9 years, the last three as First Vice Chair. Thank you to outgoing Chair Charlotte Wallace for her commitment over the past 3 years. The board will continue to benefit from Charlotte's knowledge and dedication to patients and families in her new role as past chair. Board members Jason Teal and Kimberly Matheson will move into the roles of First Vice Chair and Second Vice Chair, respectively, and Shelley Potts was welcomed as a new member. Potts, a certified director with the Institute of Corporate Directors, comes to the board with a wealth of executive and board leadership experience as a retired president and CEO of Nestle Canada Inc. as well as various other director roles. After 9 years serving on the RVH board, Michael Gleason, second vice chair, is completing his final term as governor. He has held several committee chair roles, quality committee and joint conference committee, and was also a member of the Capital Planning Committee, Governance Committee and Regional IT Partnership Board, CEO Advisory. The board also welcomed Gail Hunt as RVH's incoming president and chief executive officer, who will take over the helm July 4. Gail, an experienced, high-performing hospital executive and team builder, is currently the president and CEO of Georgian Bay General Hospital in Midland. Dr. Raj Grover was elected for a second term as president of the RVH Medical Staff Association, while Dr. Jayantini Nataraja will continue as vice president for another year, as well. The RVH Foundation Board of Directors also welcomed its newest members, Ann Smith, an Innisfil community leader, and Barry Banking executive Rhonda McPherson. The board recognizes Dan Ray Vale, who has completed his final term. Dan joined in 2013 and during his tenure served as a chair of the Finance and Audit Committee. He will continue to serve on this committee as a community representative. Our volunteer board of directors is a vital link between the health center and the communities we serve, not only monitoring performance standards and financial accountability, but also ensuring RVH delivers on its MyCare strategic plan. We are so lucky to have such a talented and diverse team working, practicing, volunteering and governing our health center. You are crucial to helping us achieve our vision to make each life better. Together.